Hi, Cheryl here, Barely Knitting. Once again, I'm out on the road. I'm heading over to an annual luncheon with my Fort Worden knitting mates. And as I'm driving, I'm talking, but I'm not touching or looking or texting anything, so legally I'm okay. How are you doing? Well, I thought I would talk about creases. And you're going, creases? What about creases? Well, I was going to tell you about my organization tip for embroidery. Well, I haven't gotten there yet to do that, but what I thought I'd tell you is I've been working on some embroidery today, and it dawned on me, I don't know where I read or saw it, but whenever you're not working on your embroidery project, when you're using a hoop, I got in the wrong lane, darn it, I gotta get over now, because I'm over here talking, take it out. So I started on a pair of pillowcases. After I totally got my organization done on my embroidery, I have to get these pillowcases done for Christmas. And so I was able to pull out the colors and get it all organized. And I worked on it for a good hour and a half this morning before I had to leave. But I remembered to take the hoop off. Just like a quilt, you do not want to refold it the same way every single time. Because when a quilt sits long enough, it will start to retain those creases, and it's like memory in the fiber. And I do recall doing a gift recently that I left the hoop on a towel, and I ironed and ironed and ironed and ironed, and let me say one more time, ironed, and did not get that crease completely out. Didn't matter, you know, I probably have to rewash it and iron and iron and iron and iron again. So I learned my lesson. Take the hoop off. I did find a couple antique-ish hoops. You can't find those in the box store like Joann's. It's the old metal hoop with the cork, and then it has a spring on the outer edge. I found two of those, and I snatched those bad boys up, and they are now in my embroidery, organized embroidery component that I will talk about soon enough. But they are the best hoops. So if you can find those hoops, because you don't have to worry about the screw or anything, hoops are great. So you find one, and they're not rusted, buy it. So remember, when you're doing embroidery, and you're not completed with the project, and you're walking away from it, even if it's for a day or 6 hours or a week, take the embroidery hoop off, fold up your project, and then you won't have creases. Okay, talk to you later.